Hey, genius, who's winning? Susie asks Sam, who is keeping score. She often addresses her younger brother with sarcasm. Ooh, Lucy baby, you've got 15, lucky number. In 2 weeks, Susie will be turning 15. Lucinda has told her how a girl's 15th birthday is really important in our country. Some parents throw quinceañera parties as lavish as weddings. We just have to do something for your birthday, Lucinda insists. Like what? We can't go to the country club. We can't go to the beach. Susie goes through her list of grievances. I have a feeling that she goes through this list often with her mother, probably as often as Lucinda does with ours. I'm so bored. I wouldn't mind a little excitement. Susie lets out a long sigh, just like her mother when she has a bad hand. How come you don't just have a party here? Sam says absently. He's tallying up the scores again, and again, he has the lowest score so far. This place is like a country club. Both girls look at him as if he has sprouted wings. Well, it is, he adds defensively. Samuel, dear, Susie says, that's a fantastico idea. She reaches over and smacks a kiss on her brother's cheek, which he immediately wipes off, making his I've got an anaconda around my neck face. My brother, the genius, Susie declares, this time without sarcasm. At first, Susie's parents are not keen on a big quinceañera party. They wanted me to wait until I'm 16, she complains to Lucinda and me. We're practicing the twist in her room, listening to a guy called Chubby Checker on Susie's portable record player. Sammy's out at a scouts meeting, so I've been invited to join.